Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This programme has a nautical theme, well, why not? We're broadcasting from sunny Saltcoats by the sea. We live on an island in which the most inland point is just 75 miles from the coast. I come from a twin fishing village outside Fraserburgh. My father was a fish salesman, my grandfather and my forefathers were fishermen. As a minister, I've broken the line and become a fisher of people, as Jesus put it. My father also changed from, say, selling fish to ministry, from catchers of lemon souls to captivating lost souls, or something like that. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the music and the patter, all on a nautical theme. So, to get us in the mood, here's Chris de Burgh as a wee boy, watching ships leaving the harbour, dreaming of a wide world and thinking, I wish I was sailing away with you.
Waiting at the water's edge, watching all the ships as they're heading for the harbor wall. I was just a boy. I was just a boy. Dreaming of the wide world. Dreaming of the wide world. Watching as they disappear, reading out the names of all the places I have never been. Looking out to sea. Staring out to sea. Dreaming of a
here is Psalm 107 in the Bible. Some sailed over the ocean in ships, earning their living on the seas. They saw what the Lord can do, his wonderful acts on the seas. He commanded, and a mighty wind began to blow, and stirred up the waves. The ships were lifted high in the air and plunged down into the depths. In such danger the sailors lost their courage. They stumbled and staggered like drunken men. All their skill was useless. Then in their trouble they called to the Lord, and he saved them from their distress. He calmed the raging storm, and the waves became quiet. They were glad because of the calm, and he brought them safe to the port they wanted. They must thank the Lord for his constant love, for the wonderful things he did for them. They must proclaim his greatness in the assembly of the people and praise him before the council of the leaders. Our next track is John Denver's Calypso, his tribute to Jacques Cousteau and his scientific discovery ship called Calypso. It's also a metaphor for exploring life itself.
To sail on a dream on a crystal clear ocean, to ride on the crest of a wild raging storm, to work in the service of life and the living, in search of the answers to questions unknown. To be part of the movement, part of the growing, part of beginning to understand. By Calypso, the places you've been to, the things that you've shown us, the stories you tell. By Calypso, I sing to your spirit. You bring us beside you, light up the darkness and show us the way. For though we are strangers in your silent world, to live on the land we must learn from the sea. To be true as the tide, free as a wind swell, joyful and loving in letting it be. Calypso, the places you've been to, the things that you've shown us, the stories you tell. I, Calypso, I sing to your spirit, the men who have served you so long and so well. I, Calypso, the places you've been to, the things that you've shown us, the stories you tell. I, Calypso, I sing to your spirit.
The sea is both a friend and a foe. People who live by the sea, people who earn their living from the sea, know only too well how the source of life and livelihood can turn nasty and steal our loved ones away from us. Here is a song by the Platters saying that the same harbour lights which helped to bring us together now mark our separation, for you are on board the ship while I'm on the harbour quayside. These are lovers parting. Or it's a parable of loss of life at sea.
I long to hold you near and kiss. kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering some other harbor lights will steal your love from me. I long to hold you near and kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all will steal your love from me.
Just imagine that right now we are standing on the quayside at our Drossan harbour. The Arran ferry is docked at the pier. As we stand watching Jimmy embarks on the boat and is standing at the rail waving farewell to us. The ramps are withdrawn, the anchors hoisted aboard, the mooring ropes untied, and slowly the large ferry peels away from the pier and inches its way out through the narrow harbour mouth into the open sea. We watch in awed silence as the graceful ferry glides effortlessly across the glistening water. Gradually, the huge vessel becomes smaller and smaller until it's just a tiny speck on the horizon. Then someone in the crowd shouts, "Look, Jimmy's gone." Gone where? Gone from sight, that is all. Gone over the horizon. But even at that very same moment, there are eyes on the Arran side taking up the glad shout, "Look, here's Jimmy coming." Death is nothing but a horizon, and a horizon is nothing but the limit of our sight. My dad was talking to the skipper or the coxswain of Fraserburgh lifeboat. The brave, experienced seaman was giving my dad an insight into his life, and he said these words, "We, the crew of the lifeboat, are often called out at a moment's notice to go and rescue people. Usually it's in the worst of conditions. It's in the storms that there's most need of the lifeboat. So it's a regular part of our lives to rush to the boathouse and find ourselves heading out of the safety of the harbour into 60-foot waves of water. There looks to be no way through. For a split second we say, we're not wise. But then just as quick comes the thought, perishing lives are depending on us. So we sail right into the giant waves, totally immersed, and then break through, only to face another wave and another. We don't think about it every wave. We make our commitment back on dry land when we signed up as crew members. It's our outlook. We will do what it takes. There are no wimps on a lifeboat crew." I was once asked to take part in the service to launch the new lifeboat in Dunbar. This was in 1996. So for the occasion, I rewrote Psalm 23 as the lifeboat psalm. "The Lord is my lifeboat. I shall not drown. He rescues me from the wild seas. He bears me home to the safe haven. He restores my soul and sets my feet upon a firm rock for his name's sake. Even though I sail through the storms and gales of the deep ocean, I will fear no harm, for you are with me. Your chart and compass steer me. You plot the way home for me through the raging waves. You calm my trembling heart. My joy runs over. Truly sacrificial love protects me all the days of my life. and I will rest in the harbour of the Lord forever. That was, of course, Catherine Jenkins. My grandfather, as a lifelong fisherman, said that sometimes in life, just as on the sea, all you can do is stop and face the bow into the teeth of the gale, put your anchor down, batten down the hatches, and ride out the storm. There's a famous story about a huge ship that was in difficulties on the sea and was drifting towards some rocks. So the captain put down the first anchor, but it made no difference. The ship just kept drifting ever closer to the danger. He put down the second anchor and still nothing happened. It got more and more dangerous. And in sheer desperation, he ordered the little third anchor to be thrown out, without much hope for it doing anything. But to his great surprise, the anchor worked. Later in investigation, it was discovered that the little anchor had got caught up in a big anchor belonging to a shipwreck. And it brings back to mind that famous hymn, that we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Saviour's love. Here's another song about anchors from Derek Carroll, who's a man from my hometown of Fraserburgh.
I have journeyed through the long dark night, out on the open sea, by faith alone, sight unknown, and yet his eyes are watching. The ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. I've had visions and I've had dreams, and I've even held them hands, but I never knew they would slip right through like they were only grains of sand. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds
. Sailing the sea can be a metaphor of living. Cliff Richard paints a picture here of two people setting sail on the ocean of God's love.
The water is wide, I can't cross over, and neither have I got wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row, my love and I. When first it's new, but the only love never waxing cold,
she sails the sea. She's loaded deep as deep. Step on board.
If I step on board,
let our love begin.
Water is white and I've got to cross over. The water is white and I've got to cross over.
Here is a lovely song from Michael Card. It retells the moment when Jesus, risen from the dead, appears to his disciples on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. In particular, he takes Peter aside for a wee chat. Only a few days earlier, Peter had three times denied that he knew Jesus. Peter was racked with guilt, but he had not committed suicide like Judas Iscariot, the disciple who had betrayed Jesus. Peter was still hanging around the disciple band. So Jesus pulled him aside and three times asked Peter if he really did love him. Peter said yes, and Jesus called him to feed his sheep and to serve him. Peter was forgiven, resurrected from his guilt, and called to a life of service, as we all are by this stranger on the shore.
By the stranger on the shore, you need to have. all these questions as you stand before the stranger on the shore inside your heart.
Our last song today is on a nautical theme, is a baptismal song by Don Francisco. Don wants God to wash him clean and to drown the old man in him and to raise or launch a new man in him. And so say all of us. So take it away, Don, let the waters roll, and bye for now until we meet again next time.
When I heard you call me, I could not say no. Now the joy that you've given, I can't help but show. And I feel it grow stronger each time I obey. To fulfill your commandment, I stand here today. Brothers and my sisters are here by my side as I show all who watch me that old things have died. I'm buried with Jesus like a seed that's been sown, and I'm raised up with him to his heavenly throne. Let the waters roll over my sin and desire. Baptize me in spirit, baptize me in fire. In the name of the Father, the Spirit, the Son. My old life has ended, the new has begun. So baptize me now, cause I'm ready to die, and I'm ready to live for my Master on high. Till spirit and soul from this body divide, or until he returns like a thief for his bride. Let the waters roll over my sin and desire. Baptize me in spirit, baptize me in fire. In the name of the Father, the Spirit, the Son. My old life has ended, the new has begun. I'm ready to die, and I'm ready to live for my Master on high. Till spirit and soul from this body divide, or until he returns like a thief for his bride. Let the waters roll over my sin and desire. Baptize me in spirit, baptize me in fire. In the name of the Father, the Spirit, the Son. My old life has ended, the new has begun. My old life has ended, the new has begun.